Hello and welcome to Ticket to Life. And this is Henry, and I would like to thank each of you for making time to hear Ticket to Life. I'd like to thank you. I feel like I know all of you, even though I don't. I feel because I know that there are avid listeners that listen to me every week, and I really, 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 really appreciate it. I hope that you enjoy today more than you enjoy any other day, and I will tell you why. Remember, I had a podcast, and it was called The Ick Factor, things that bother people. That just it's usually a loved one, mostly in relationships. Have you ever thought if that ick factor was gone, like they up and left? Or perhaps passed away, how much you would miss that habit that drove you nuts? Well, I have thought about that. And, you know, I always make the joke that my husband's going to leave me for a Vegas showgirl. It'd be crazy if he really did, though. That I'm making my own destiny. But have you ever thought about someone in your family who you just love, you just can't get enough of, you love being with them, or even a friend? And they don't even have to give you that ick factor. You just love being around them. And where I'm getting at is, I always say that life is short. I say that I bet the majority of my podcast, you have heard me say, life is short. And for me to say at this time, it has more meaning. I lost a very dear friend last week. And I mean a sweet person, a kind person. And her nickname was Dee Dee. And no, I'm not changing her name on this because it's not her real name. It was just a nickname we that she was called. And she was dear and sweet and kind. And she was the kind of friend that is no longer on this planet. My sweet and kind friend has left this planet to be at peace with the Lord. Did we expect it? No. But do you ever expect death? I mean, did you wake up this morning thinking, oh, I might die today? No. And I often wonder if you don't believe in God or any higher being, what do you think happens to you? Now, I'm not judging anyone. If you believe in God, the Father Almighty, good for you. But have you ever wondered if you don't believe in God or those that don't, what happens? Now, I did a little research and I have read that some say, it's just over. I lived my life and then poof. I will be off the planet. And some say they might reincarnate and dream of what animal they would like to be after death that has occurred. And then there are those that believe that there is no God and that there is no afterlife. Now, I am not sure about you. And just like me, we are all entitled to our own opinions and our own beliefs. Isn't that great that we can believe in anything we want? And as for me, I just couldn't even imagine not thinking of the wonderful possibilities of an afterlife. That gives me something to strive for. Knowing that one day that I might see those that I loved and have passed on. And I always say when someone passes, how sad it is because they're no longer around us. We don't get to see them. We don't get to laugh with them. We can't pick up our phones and call them. And that is just the fact. This happens. But you don't wake up in the morning thinking this is my last day on this planet. We just don't. I can't even imagine that how exciting I would be to see my mom and dad and friends that have touched my life in one way or another. why wouldn't I want to believe in that afterlife? If I die and find out that it was a hoax, and I said, I would think that's crazy. Wait, I believed in God, the Father Almighty, all my life. But at least I feel I would have had the excitement of someday seeing the God that I was raised to believe in. The Father Almighty, along with all of those who have passed away, then I'm going to believe that. But just to let you know, I don't think it's a hoax. I will truly live by these words probably the rest of my life. And I know that if you continue to listen to my podcast, I know that you will probably get tired of hearing these words. And those words are, life is too short. You don't know from one day to the other. Once you say goodbye to someone, you don't know if you'll ever see them again. And I'm not trying to be morbid. I'm just trying to be realistic. It is true. This just happens. We all were born. We die. Life goes on around the world without us. I think I have mentioned in one podcast where I was working at my church at one time, and someone told me, everyone is replaceable. And that's true. People mourn, but the world keeps spinning. The world keeps going on. It doesn't matter. And that's kind of hard to believe, how the world just keeps going on without someone you love. When my mom passed away, it was like I needed the whole world to stand still, and it didn't. It just kept going. And I didn't get that. Like, why? Why? Now, my dad, when he passed away, I was very young, and I didn't get the whole concept. I was 13. And I guess it didn't strike me, like, wait, until later. My dad's gone. So this friend of ours was a huge impact, but I'll go on about her in a little bit. But anyway, life is too short. So be sure to tell your family and friends that you love them. And not only when they are hurting, tell them all the time. Leave a lasting memory that they will remember, that you always let them know that you love them. Time to mend all those hard feelings. I found this saying on Instagram. It's on their Instagram. It's called The Chirp. No, I'm not sponsoring them. I'm just passing on their stuff. But it said, it's the 5-minute rule. If it's not going to matter in 5 years, don't spend more than 5 minutes being upset about it. I will repeat that. If it's not going to matter in 5 years, then don't spend more than 5 minutes upset about it. This is really true. Think about it. How many people get so upset about something and wind up not talking to someone that they really cared for and loved because of a disagreement? You know what? If someone doesn't want to say they're sorry, but make that effort. Make that effort. Because life is short. Well, my friend was this person that would just follow through on things. Have you ever said, when something's going on with someone you know, or someone's shared a story, and you say, I think I will do something that will help that person? I think I'm going to go surprise them or buy them a special gift, or maybe take some time with this sick friend or this person who's going through a divorce or this person who lost their job and just spend some time with them, or send them a text to say, you know what, I'm thinking about you. I'm here if you need to chat. Now, we have all said that. We've all thought these things, or at least I hope we have. Now, I am truly guilty of saying that I'm going to do something for someone and not following through all the time. Now, I do follow through, but not all the time. Well, my beautiful friend Dee Dee, again her nickname, always followed through. If she said she was going to do it, she did it. And I don't even think she wouldn't announce it. She would just do it. She just knew that someone was in need of someone, and she would be there. Literally, we lost her within a week of being ill. She'd been sick for a while, but we weren't sure what was going on. So one night, my daughter calls me to tell me. Because, you know, I mentioned I have this big group of friends. And, I mean, we are there for each other. I think we're all 3 a.m. friends that we could pick up the phone and call each other. And my daughter had to call and tell me because I had my phone on Do Not Disturb at night. So my very last text was to tell me that she was going to the doctor. Because she had been feeling sick for a few months, and the doctor was, they were going to run more tests. They've given her so many things. You know, one moment I saw she was on oxygen, and about 3 weeks later, she was back to being herself. And she had been feeling sick, as I said, for a few months, and within days, she was on a ventilator. And then she was gone. She was 53 years old, and I can't even imagine the celebration in heaven when she arrived. The loss of losing a friend is very, very hard when they have a good heart and they're just a good person. Close friends become family. How many of you have friends that you may even be closer to them than you are your own family? Now, she has 3 daughters, and her first grandbaby is due. She didn't get to meet her grandbaby. So all I know is her husband was by her side and her family, the most important people to her. We will miss her immensely. The earth, this planet, will not be the same without Dee Dee. And not just that, there are more Dee Dees in the world. But you don't always get to meet them. That's just it. You don't always get to meet those Dee Dees. And that's pretty sad because they're out there. And if you have a Dee Dee in your life, let them know how much they mean to you. We did end our text with, I love you. But if you would have told me that in a few weeks you wouldn't be here. Wow. So a lot of people start to question, well, where's your God? He took your best friend. Well, she was everyone's best friend. She would be the person she had just met. We went, here's a quick story. So we go to Fredericksburg, a group of us, we take a wine tour. And she sits in the front and doesn't chat with us. She's chatting with the driver. He was fortunate and didn't realize how fortunate he was to have met my friend. She was everyone's best friend. You needed something, you could rely on her. So if you have a Dee Dee in your life, male or female, let them know how much you care. Let them know how much they mean to you. And again, go back to that 5-minute rule because it is very, very important. So, I know she's watching us now, and she's like, oh, don't cry, it'll be fine, because that's just who she is. But anyway, this is a little thing for her, because I know we all do have special people in our lives. So anyway, here we go. I just wanted to, that was brief about her. And I wanted to talk about the solar eclipse, which was crazy. It was absolutely one of the most exciting things that's happened here in Texas that was positive. No. So the solar eclipse happened, and it was spectacular. It was the anticipation of waiting because, you know, it was a long process to get to the totality of it. So you're waiting, you know, you had time to go inside and get snacks or, and of course, my snacks consisted of moon pies and sun chips. And the sun chips were definitely all gone. And moon pies were delicious. Haven't had those in a while. Honestly, it was like the grace of God. That was God. That was just God just saying, look what I can do. And if he can do that, it's like, wow. But there was really, this is a really good thing. I know they were expecting all this, you know, state of emergency things. And the major cities and the small cities and such. But for me, we were very fortunate, and there was no major chaos as the officials were expecting. And in Dallas, Fort Worth area, I don't believe there was anything up that made the news. But it was very eerie. It was kind of one of those, it made you feel different. It made me feel different. And my daughter-in-law, we were both out there. It was just, you just felt different. I mean, that quick. And it said, well, wait, it took a while. But no, that quick, something could change. So thank God it was, again, so exciting. And it was a weird feeling within you. Now, a lot of people are like, oh, I didn't feel anything, but I did. Perhaps it's that connection of being one with the earth and the sun and the moon. I don't know. But again, the next one is in 2044 in Canada and the upper states. Now, I do believe that's where I read it was, and I think I posted it or talked about it. So don't quote me, look it up. I wanted to talk to you about that, and I just wanted to share a little bit about my friend Dee Dee. I do have other podcasts. If again, you can listen to me just about anywhere. I want to thank you all for always taking the time and making the time. There are certain things that I think we all do in life that we wish we wouldn't have done, but you can never go back, only look forward. So if you have had some fallout with some family member or friends, I highly recommend just, you know what, take a deep breath, be the better person, and just get by. And if they bring it up, just let them. I think in last week's podcast, I talked about tantrums with adults and tantrums and outbursts. And I think a lot of people don't realize they have a problem with tempers, and you may be that person. If you do, just either seek help or learn to meditate, learn to calm yourself down. I mean, life is short. It is the craziest thing from one day to the next, how things can turn. I mean, you have to take a deep breath and I did just take a deep breath, didn't I? Yeah, and just really accept people for who they are. Unless they're abusive, then you need to move on, because a lot of people don't know how to move on, or they're scared, or and they wound up being stuck in that life forever. And no, it's not right. I think abuse of children is just awful. Abuse of any human being. So shame on those scammers that abuse people financially. And I hope some scammer out there is listening, because I have friends who literally have been scammed out of money, lots of money. I have family, distant family friends that have been scammed out of money. And again, people take advantage of other people. But if you know, or perhaps think you're being scammed, for the scammers, I hope you get caught, because you are an awful person to take advantage of good people. And for some of those who are listening and know that you are not in a happy place in your life, you need to help yourself get there, because life is short. And if you have family members who just don't want to try to make amends, just try. And if you do, if they can't, you know, you can't change people. People are always thinking they can change people, but you can't change people. We have to, if you decide to help yourself, is amazing. But I guess pretty much I'm just rambling at this point. I think we're all still in shock of our dear friend passing. So I think that I would like, on that note, I would like to say thank you to all the countries who listen to Ticket to Life. I appreciate you more than you probably know. I will continue to pray for all you listeners. And if you don't want my prayer, I'm going to pray for you anyway. I pray for you to have a great day and a great life. And I pray that good things come your way. But if you haven't found God, go search. You may be surprised. Your life may, it will. Your life will totally change. We have people in our lives that do not believe in God. So they listen every so often about us listening to the Bible in a year or saying grace before we eat. And they're very kind. But obviously they don't believe in God. They kind of chuckle when you mention something. And that's okay, because that's their prerogative. That's their choice. But I just feel like, aren't they missing out on something? Don't you want to wonder what's the afterlife? Don't you want to know, or at least believe, that you're going to see someone you loved or feel that warmth of God surrounding you? Because I know I do. But anyway, thank you again for listening. And I lift my friend's family up in prayer and that new grandbaby. And I really hope that all of you can find some peace within yourself. Well, this is Henry, and thank you so much for listening. Until next week, go find your blessings and be sure to tell people that you love them. Thank you for listening.